The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes, and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces, and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of the Lord. Y'all are welcome to be seated, and at this time we invite any of our young people forward for a word with Pastor Lori.
What a treat to have you all here at the 11 o'clock worship service. We tell the congregation every week that all of our children come to 8:30 because there's only like two or three or four at 11 o'clock. So you see, we're not teasing you when we say that we have children. So thank you for joining me here. If you were to take your bulletin this afternoon and to look through it, it might be a good idea to circle how many times you see the word praise, because it happens a lot when we are here in worship. And we just sang a song that said, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, I will praise the Lord as long as I live." So praise is a pretty important thing, don't you think? What does this mean to praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord is to
praise. It is. It is. That is exactly right. Maddie said to praise the Lord means to pray, and it means to respect God. To rejoice, that is exactly right. So we can praise God with our words by how? Singing? Praying? Didn't you just offer praise to God through singing?
Dancing.
Yes, we're going to get to that, because we can praise God with our bodies as well.
Drawing?
Yes. That's exactly right. We bring praise to the Lord when we are kind, when we share. Okay.
Doing that, it's a lot of ways. Dance by doing it. You can sing by doing it. Pray by doing it. And you can do a lot of things.
That's exactly right. If we were to study the word praise in the Hebrew scripture as it's used in the Psalms, We would find out that when we praise the Lord with our bodies, we can be as rowdy as raising our hands, or we can be as reverent as bowing. How many of you pay attention when we come to the altar that we bow? That's what we do, because we are taking the focus off of ourselves and we are putting it on God and remembering who God is, what God does, and the promises that God makes for us. So, where can we praise?
Anywhere.
Anywhere, that's exactly right. In our thoughts, in our actions, in our words. Can we praise God in the car on the way to school in the mornings?
Yes.
Lindley? We can praise God at home. Where else can we praise God?
When you're about to go to bed.
Can we praise God outside?
Right here.
Right here in church. Okay. Can we praise God when we are in time out? Yes, we can. Maddie.
You can praise God when you're getting a haircut.
You can. Anywhere and everywhere.
When you get your test braces.
Yes, sometimes.
When you get your braces.
Yes, when you get your braces. Okay, let's think about one more thing. It's kind of easy to praise God when we're happy, right? It's easy to praise God when we get to spend time with friends. Yes, when God gives us forgiveness, when we tell God that we have done something wrong and we know that God forgives us, that's a promise, and we praise God for that. But here, it's easy to praise God sometimes, isn't it? But I want to tell you a secret. Want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard for me to praise God when I'm scared or when I'm angry or when I'm having a bad day. Sometimes when you're really into something, sometimes it's hard. We don't feel like praising God when we're in time out, do we? Mm-mm. But we are to praise God all the time. And we can do that when we don't feel like praising God. We can ask God to help us. And the scripture, the Bible is full of scripture that will help us when we don't feel like praising God. And that is something to be grateful for. So let us end in prayer. Loving God,
we praise you for who you are,
for what you do in our lives,
and for the promises you make to us.
Help us to praise you every day,
even when we don't feel like it.
Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord every day this week, some way, somehow. See you soon.
Let us pray. Lord, may we be brave. May we hear and speak your truth, O God. Amen. From our psalm today, praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. But what if my soul doesn't feel like singing? What if my soul simply doesn't have the words? Today, Sunday, November 11th, is day number 315 in the year 2018. And last Thursday, on day 312, we woke up to news of another mass shooting in our country. To be more clear, on day 312, we woke up to the 307th mass shooting in 2018. A mass shooting is qualified as three or more victims having lost their lives. So aside from a handful of lucky days, nearly every day since the beginning of a new year, a year that was to be filled with possibility and big dreams and new life, a year that things were finally going to happen, unexplainable, inconceivable loss has been the unnecessary result of brokenness and guns. My soul doesn't feel like singing. And here's why. You see, I grew up in Lakewood, Colorado, a mere 10 miles from Columbine High School. My soul will never forget that September day. As reports came in, terror swept through the halls of my high school. Trapped in the halls and classrooms of a school no different than my own, a place that was supposed to be safe was Patty, my best friend's mom. Isaiah, another friend's brother who lost his life that day. My science teacher's son, Alan, and Linnea, my friend from youth group. That day transformed all of us. Our country changed on that day, and I and many others were never the same. It was the day that the numbing began. Because numbing is easier than feeling the depth of that brokenness every day for 307 days out of the year. Maybe you're feeling that numbing too. Maybe your numbing has nothing to do with gun violence, but instead natural disasters that seem to hit like clockwork, political unease, or any other headline that shows up regularly. How can my soul sing when it hurts too much to even find the words to carry a melody? Our psalm today is all about praise and praising continuously. It asks us to praise with our soul, but a better translation of that is whole self. So how can my whole self, a self that is transported back to panic halls on that September day with every breaking news story, a whole self that sees the constant fear that our young people and their parents live with, a whole self that waits anxiously for what tragedy hits next, sing songs of praise when some days the weight of it all is so paralyzing? The answer is Jesus. Truly Jesus. The answer when strength to sing escapes us is Jesus, the Holy One who lifts our whole selves out of the trenches of this world when we ourselves cannot climb out of them. But more accurately, Jesus, the one who climbs into those trenches with us and just sits there and waits with us. The one who willingly died on a cross for the life of this messy world and all of her people in it. The answer is Jesus. That is how my whole self sings. She sings a song of the greatness of Jesus. And some days it's really, really hard. But she sings a song of a God that knows human suffering through Jesus on the cross. We are not alone in our suffering. Jesus meets us, and that is the promise that we get through the cross every day. She sings a song of pain being a temporary feeling that belongs to this world and has no place in eternity. She sings a song of kindness of strangers who gather to feed and shelter our most vulnerable. She sings a song of the new worship community, Christ's Beloved, that literally exists to love their neighbors. She sings a song about the people gathered right now in this room to praise and worship and meet each other at God's eternal table, and then be nourished and fed and sent into the world to be the light in a world that can often be really dark. She sings a song about the choirs that faithfully join their voices to share words of hope, and today we have two. She sings about a neighbor in the South Side who's buying homes and microloaning them to their low-income neighbors to create sustainable housing. She can sing so many songs and sing them so loudly. She can sing of what God is doing in and through God's people. I can sing a song about what God is doing in and through each one of you. So yes, I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Our psalm today invites us into a different story. Like the widow in our gospel that gave little in monetary value, but in her faithful giving of her full self, gave exponentially more than those who had much to give. This psalm reminds us to be grateful, to praise God with our whole selves, requires hard spiritual work. Theologian Henry Nouwen shares this: the discipline of gratitude is the explicit effort to acknowledge that all I am and have is given to me as a gift of love, a gift to be celebrated with joy. As Christians, we acknowledge that our praise and gratitude comes from a lived experience of depth. Sometimes that depth looks a lot like love, and sometimes it looks a lot like darkness. But it is experienced depth that leads to our praise. Like the psalm that starts and ends with "Praise the Lord," this psalm is the bookend of our lives. It is our anthem. Though pain and suffering whirls around us, let the words of this psalm be a rallying cry to the weak and the weary, the frustrated and the disheartened, and those who have simply had enough. In it all, our lives begin and end with praising the Lord. So living lives of faith, we as God's people add to this psalm. We craft a new psalm. It sounds like this: I will sing praises to my God all my life long. When life is too heavy to carry, happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. When the world feels small and fragile, I will sing praises to the God who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever. When the sentiment of "you are in my prayers" is not followed by action, I will sing praises to the God who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry, the Lord who sets the prisoners free, the Lord who opens the eyes of the blind. When God feels so far away, I will sing praises to the Lord who lifts up those who are bowed down, the Lord who loves the righteous, the Lord who watches over the strangers, the Lord who upholds the orphan and the widow. When my soul can't help but sing, and even when it has no tune, the Lord will reign forever. Praise be to God. Amen.